Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, Bitcoin traders expect a big move next as Bitcoin price flatlines at $28,000. And check this out, breaking news, the Arkansas House of Senate just passed a bill protecting the right to mine BTC. Let's go. Also, quoting Max and Stacy, gold is for boomers and it's a bet on death and destruction, and Bitcoin is an escape hatch out their hate asylum. Very powerful words. Also in today's show, multiple on-chain metrics are looking bullish for Bitcoin as Bitcoin price tracks sideways, according to analytics firm Glassnode, as well as Congressman Tom Emmer says the SEC chairman Gary Gensler is a bad faith regulator. That's right. The crypto-friendly congressman questioned Gary Gensler's supposed open door policy, suggesting he might have an open door, but it's an add an enter at your own risk door. Also, check this out. The congressman says the government cannot stop Bitcoin. Quoting him here, if China can't stop it, what do you think the country that still practices freedom is going to do? Also in today's show, Robert Kennedy Jr. says the government can ban and seize your Bitcoin, and CBDCs can lead to financial slavery as well as political tyranny. Also in today's show, we'll be breaking down the historical Bitcoin price fractal, hinting at a rally towards $50,000, as well as an imminent 3,300% Bitcoin explosion as possible amid the rush to grab the Bitcoin parachute, says the former Coinbase CTO, Balaji. That's right, he's predicting Bitcoin to still explode by over 3,300% from the current levels in less than 90 days. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1245. I'm your host, JV. Today is April 8th. 2023, and checking out the market, which you can see on your screen, we're back in the green. 28 has been holding strong. We got Bitcoin currently at around 28,100 and currently pumping. Ether up 0.5%, trading just under $1,900. BNB up 0.5%, trading at $313. And XRP up 0.3%, trading above 51 cents. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're just under the $1.2 trillion market cap with about $25 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The volume is on the low, but the Bitcoin dominance on the rise at 45.9%, and the Ether dominance still 19%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Chili's leading the pack up 8%, trading just under 14 cents, followed by Stacks up 2%, trading at 81 cents, followed by everyone's favorite friendly ghost, Casper, up 2.5%, trading just above 4.2 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, Chili's up 9%. We have XRD up 3% and NEO up 3.2%. So very modest gains, as many of the alts are actually in the red. And checking out I'm sorry, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators that you can see on your screen, currently rated a 61 greed, yesterday a 64, last week a 61, and last month was a 44 in fear. So there you have it. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts with the price action and see what's happening. Bitcoin reduced its narrow trading range even further into April 8th as risk assets waited for fresh catalysts. As we can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, data from Cointelegraph Markets view and trading view showed Bitcoin hovering at 28,000 this morning on Bitstamp as Bitcoin continued sideways behavior into the weekend after the Wall Street trading week offered few surprises despite calls from 25 and 30,000 to enter as near-term targets. Increasing order book liquidity either side of the spot price appeared to offer the market increasingly little room for maneuver. The liquidity remained in force on the day. The force is strong. We're monitoring resource material indicators, capturing the phenomenon on the Binance order book, quoting him here. If you think any price target for Bitcoin, Ether, or Doge, or any other altcoin is imminent, you are mistaken. Adopting a cautionary tone in accompanying comments, the only guarantee in crypto is that these are amongst the riskiest of the risk assets, and nothing is guaranteed. Now, a specific warning focused on the Bitcoin price bet recently made by the Coinbase executive or former Coinbase executive Balaji, who at the time called for a sky-high $1 million price action within the next 3 months, which I will be breaking down in great detail later on in the show as he recently doubled down on his bullish prediction. Now, material indicators added that liquidity reflects the sentiment, having previously emphasized that such liquidity moves are apt to dampen the price volatility, quoting him here. Very calm weekend coming up on Bitcoin, quoting Van de Pop. Price action remained flat, and the longer we stay in this range, the heavier the impulse will be. Based on the fact we're coming from 15 G's, I'd assume we'll be seeing a strong continuation, but for now, support at 27.6 is sustaining, and thank God for that. And quoting Dan Crypto Trades, the market is boring. Volatility is low. These kinds of periods usually precede a large move. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And taking a look at the wider macro environment, Jurian Timmer, Director of Global Macro Asset Manager Fidelity Investments, drew similar conclusions about the United States equity. While 2023 has seen a renaissance, he noted in Twitter analysis on April 7th, the S&P 500 has moved within a sideways range for 9 months. Where does the market go from here? As you can see, we've been treading choppy waters for a while now. And he also shares that that's a long time, and sooner or later, the market will declare itself in one direction or another. So what direction do you feel the market is likely to trend in? And breaking news, which you can see here in this bill, Arkansas House and Senate passes bill protecting the right to mine Bitcoin. Let's go. And quoting the infamous high priest of Bitcoin and Stacey Herbert, gold is for boomers and it's a bet on the death and destruction. And Bitcoin is an escape hatch out their hate asylum. Preach. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the king crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's dive into some bullish metrics as per one of my favorite analytics firm, which is Glassnode. Multiple on-chain metrics are looking good for Bitcoin despite the top digital asset sideways price movement this week. According to Glassnode, Glassnode says it's keeping an eye on the miners' fee revenue momentum metric, which gazes rising demand of the Bitcoin market. According to the analytics firm, the metric is currently flashing signs that demand is growing for the king crypto. Quoting them here, currently the 90-day simple moving average for fees is outpacing its yearly average, suggesting that new demand is entering the market. Glassnode also notes that the number of non-zero Bitcoin addresses has jumped to all-time highs of about 45.5 million. This suggests the degree of on-chain activity is currently improving, which is outlined here alongside this chart. And additionally, fellow crypto analytics firm Santiment said that Bitcoin traders are currently transacting at a loss at twice the rate of profit, which says it is actually a bullish development. Quoting them, this is the first time this ratio has been negative in 5 weeks and is actually a good sign that the FOMOers are giving up on the rally. So take that, bears. Bitcoin with trading at 28,000 means the top ranked crypto asset by market cap is barely in the green in the past 24 hours, but remains more than 68% up from the start of 2023. So we've had a hell of a first quarter, to say the least. Do you expect this momentum to continue in the second quarter? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Also like to throw out there, as I announced yesterday, the Bitcoin halving is officially less than 365 days away, 363 days to be exact. exact, and every day we'll start counting down here on the show because it's the most exciting event in crypto. We live for this. You know what I mean? But now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss how bad Gary Gensler is, according to Congressman Tom Emmer. Shame on you, Gary. Check it out. Crypto-friendly Congressman Tom Emmer has slammed U.S. SEC Chairman Gary Gensler for his approach to crypto regulation, labeling him a bad faith regulator. That's right. I mean, and I don't blame him. Tom Emmer, kudos to this guy for calling him out. You know what I mean? During an April 7th appearance on the Unchained Pod, hosted by author and crypto journalist Laura Shin, who is this Japanese woman right there, she said he didn't mince his words and questioned Gensler's oversight of the crypto sector. Here's the quote. "This guy, in my mind, is a bad faith regulator. He's been blindly spraying the crypto community with enforcement actions while completely missing the truly bad actors." I mean, that's worth repeating. We're talking about Gary Gensler. "This guy, in my mind, is a bad faith regulator. He has been blindly spraying the crypto community with enforcement actions while completely missing the truly bad actors." It makes a great point. Sam Bankman-Fried, anyone? Talking about bad actors they miss. Emmer pointed out the example of Coinbase, which before being slapped with a Wells notice by the SEC in March, was actively trying to work with the agency by getting compliance feedback on staking products, amongst other things. Gary Gensler might have an open door, but it's an enter at your own risk door, because what he does, despite several meetings over several months, Gary Gensler, SEC, refused to provide feedback. And instead, after all these meetings and nothing happened, the SEC slapped Coinbase with a Wells notice regarding the very issues on which Coinbase was asking for their feedback. So since Gensler took over the helm of the SEC in April of 2021, he has repeatedly suggested the agency has an amicable open door policy. Sure, Gary. And called on crypto firms to register with the SEC to maintain compliance with securities laws. This is primarily due to his view that nearly all crypto assets apart from Bitcoin are classified as securities. Thus, the sector should be principally regulated by the SEC. But despite this, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong highlighted the difficulty of dealing with the SEC on several occasions. Other figures, such as the former Kraken CEO Jesse Powell, have echoed similar sentiments. A major issue raised by many in the crypto community is the apparent anti-crypto-focused regulation by enforcement approach stemming from the SEC and U.S. government. Commenting on such, quoting Emmer, "This is clearly not the way the government should be serving Americans, and that it sends a clear message, I believe, to the broader crypto community, and that directly is Gary Gensler is not regulating in good faith." That's right. He absolutely isn't. And again, much respect to Tom Emmer. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the congressman. And regarding the government stopping Bitcoin, here's what he had to share. "The government cannot stop Bitcoin. If China can't stop it, what do you think the country that still practices freedom is going to do?" And he makes a great point. So there you have it. Now let's discuss some CBDCs, as well as some controversy stemming from Robert Kennedy Jr., who is going to be running for president. That's right. Check this out. Lawyer and vaccine skeptic Robert Kennedy Jr. criticized the Fed's FedNow system and central bank digital currencies in a tweet on Wednesday, the same day he filed paperwork to run for president in 2024. He is President John F. Kennedy's nephew and U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy's son. Quoting him here, "The Fed just announced it and it will introduce its FedNow central bank digital currency, better known as a CBDC, in July." And he elaborated, "CBDCs grease the slippery slope to financial slavery and political tyranny." Preach. Just say no to CBDCs. FedNow is the Fed's real-time gross settlement system for instant payments. However, the Fed's CBDC development is separate from FedNow, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said last month that the central bank CBDC work is still in the early stages of experimentation. Quoting them here, "While cash transactions are anonymous, a CBDC will allow the government to surveil all our private financial affairs. The central bank will have the power to enforce dollar limits on our transactions, restricting where you can send money, where you spend it, and when money expires." Kennedy's tweet continues, "A CBDC tied to digital ID and social credit score will allow the government to freeze your assets or limit your spending to approve vendors if you fail to comply with arbitrary diktats. An example, vaccine mandates. The Fed will initially limit its CBDC to interbank transactions." He wrote, "Warning, we should not be blind to the obvious danger that this is the first step in banning and seizing Bitcoin as the Treasury did with gold 90 years ago today in 1933. So he is convinced that they're going to do this to ultimately freeze and seize your crypto. Good luck with that. Now, quoting him again, watch as governments, which never let a good crisis go to waste, use COVID and the banking crisis to usher in a new wave of CBDCs as a safe haven from germ-laden paper currencies or as protection against the bank runs. Now, numerous voices had cautioned against the Fed launching a CBDC, including U.S. Representative Tom Emmer, who introduced a CBDC Anti-Surveillance Act in February. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz recently submitted a bill to prohibit the Fed from developing a direct-to-consumer CBDC, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis put forth a proposal in March to outlaw the use of CBDCs as money in his state. So much respect to everyone anti-CBDC. And guess what? Bitcoin is the antidote to them central bank digital currencies, so stack sats accordingly. And now let's dive into this $50,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Then we'll dive deeper into the $1 million price prediction by June 17th, as per former Coinbase CTO predicts. And then we'll do some live Q&A. So let's break this down. 50 G's, baby. Bitcoin could rally to 50 G's in 2023, according to a historical price fractal highlighted by popular market analysts. The chart fractal highlights the similarities between Bitcoin's ongoing price trends and those recorded after the completion of the 2013 to 2015 bear market. That includes Bitcoin's consolidation inside the 200 to 300 range between January 2015 and August of 2015, which appears identical to its consolidation between 18.5 and 25 range after the supposed completion of its 2021-2022 bear market. And you can see the comparison between 2015 and 2013 alongside in these charts. The Bitcoin price broke above the 16 to 25 range in March of 2023, prompting Max to highlight its resemblance to the breakout above the 200 to 300 range in October of 2015, and since this resulted in a rally towards 700 in June of 2016, the analyst sees the scenario potentially repeating this year in 2023, with the Bitcoin price action line doubling to 50 G's. Being bearish here when the Bitcoin price is around 28,000 is like being bearish at 350, he added. Now, the bullish argument for Bitcoin comes amid anticipations that the U.S. Fed would slow the pace of its interest rate hikes, and due to the lower rate expectations, the yield on the benchmark U.S. 10-year treasury notes have declined, and that in turn have boosted investors' appetite for zero-yielding assets such as gold and Bitcoin. And in addition, the lower yields have also sapped U.S. dollar demand, with the dollar losing 1.3% in 2023 versus the basket of the top foreign currencies. And since Bitcoin's value is largely denominated by the U.S. dollar, it means higher prices for the king crypto. However, Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone had cautioned about a potential bull trap in the Bitcoin market due to the mounting liquidity crunch, quoting him here. It may be illogical to expect the stock market, crude oil, copper, and the Bloomberg Galaxy Crypto Index to sustain the recent bounces with year-over-year measures of money supply and commercial bank deposits falling at around 2%. So there you have it. Do you think the Bitcoin price action is likely to double in the months ahead? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below, which leads us to our final story of the day and the moment you've all been waiting for. And that's Balaji doubling down on his $1 million price prediction for the king crypto by June 17th, less than 90 days away. That's right. Let's break this baby down, shall we? Former Coinbase chief technology officer Balaji doubles down on his price prediction for Bitcoin, saying it's going to explode by over 3,300% from the current levels in less than 90 days. Send it. Let's freaking go. He says in an ARK Invest interview that troubles in the U.S. banking system would send people fleeing to the king crypto. According to the angel investor, his seriously bold prediction that Bitcoin hits $1 million in less than 3 months from now is likely due to the speed of the digital bank runs. Quoting him here, I think we see an exit from the U.S. banking system towards Bitcoin over the next few weeks and months and perhaps years to come. The exact timeline of 90 days, you know, I don't think it's impossible that happens given how fast digital bank runs happen, but directionally, it's much easier. Timing is hard. Prepping is easy. He also says that the Fed has caused instability that could trigger a lot of people to seek refuge in Bitcoin. Quoting him again, Bitcoin is actually free markets, and now we're having a true election, which is between the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin, where people are again voting against central planning of a very different kind. And that's actually the macro frame, and I have on this, that the level of instability that the Fed has been causing, they're now in the state of like a plane experiencing turbulence. Can I predict every single crazy gyration they're they're going to make? I cannot. And ultimately, predicting a lot of the macro economy is on that. Can I know that there is going to be passengers who are hitting the eject button and like this pilot doesn't know what they're doing? We're getting into a parachute, the Bitcoin parachute. We're getting out of the plane. Yes. And I think there will be more. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And to watch his video, he did, could Bitcoin's price reach $1 million? And that's with ARK Invest and Balaji. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And when do you feel realistically the King Crypto is likely to hit that 7-figure mark? And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.